The following podcast is a production of St. James Episcopal Church in Skaney Atlas, New York, and features thoughts and musical reflections based on the lectionary for this week. It is available on our website, iTunes, and Apple Podcasts. All music is licensed to St. James for streaming by One License and Christian Copyright Licensing International. For more information, visit stjamesskan.org.
Was a Pharisee named Nicodemus, a leader of the Jews. He came to Jesus by night and said to him, "Rabbi, we know that you are a teacher who has come from God, for no one can do these signs that you do apart from the presence of God." Jesus answered him, "Very truly I tell you, no one can see the kingdom of God without being born from above." Nicodemus said to him, "How can anyone be born after having grown old? Can one enter a second time into the mother's womb and be born?" Jesus answered, "Very truly I tell you, no one can enter the kingdom of God without being born of water and spirit. What is born of the flesh is flesh, and what is born of the spirit is spirit. Do not be astonished that I said to you, you must be born from above. The wind blows where it chooses, and you hear the sound of it, but you do not know where it comes from or where it goes. So it is with everyone who is born of the Spirit." Nicodemus said to him, "How can these things be?" Jesus answered him, "Are you a teacher of Israel, and yet you do not understand these things? Very truly I tell you, we speak of what we know and testify to what we have seen, yet you do not receive our testimony. If I have told you about earthly things and you do not believe, how can you believe if I tell you about heavenly things? No one has ascended into heaven except the one who descended from heaven, the Son of Man. And just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have everlasting life. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him." The Gospel of the Lord.
Please pray with me. O God, may my words be of you, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And may you give us all hearts and minds to see your expansive vision for our common life. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Today at noon in the parish hall, three children will be baptized. 3-month-old Talia Rune Fernie and her 3-year-old twin cousins, Hunter Matthew Fernie and Lucas Paul Fernie. The dads of the cousins also happen to be twins, so this is a wonderful family occasion for these children and their parents and their grandparents. But it's another kind of family occasion that is so much bigger than their immediate families. The Book of Common Prayer describes baptism as full initiation into Christ's body, the church. When a bond is established by God that is indissoluble. The bond that will be established today between God and these children and between these children and God's family, the church, affects all of us and all of those throughout the world and across all of time. One way to describe this moment is adoption, joining a vast family. Paul uses this language when he speaks about our life in the Holy Spirit. We become children of God, brothers and sisters, heirs through adoption into God's family forever. One of the commentators says that we are chosen, included, and loved. Some of you may know that I have three adopted siblings. One of my brothers came to our family when I was 12, and he was 2 weeks old. I remember my mom setting an example, showing us to tell him his story often, and from a very early age, but especially when he was snuggling with one of us, fed and diapered and sleepy. She wanted him to associate his adoption story as one of deep contentment. He was chosen and included and loved, as we all are when we are adopted into this family that is the church. Today, Talia and Hunter and Lucas become our sister and brothers with a bond that cannot be broken. What a gift for these little children to know for the rest of their lives that they are chosen by God, included into God's family, and loved by God and all of God's children. One of the losses over this last year of pandemic has been that baptisms have been private rather than during public worship. These children and their families have not experienced the moment of their baptism surrounded by the physical presence of their adopted Christian family. So today I want to read their names so that you know your sisters and brothers who have joined us over this last year. In addition to Talia and Hunter and Lucas this year, Henry John Coons, Finnick Glenn O'Toole, David Connor Prendergast, and Anna Jean Dixie have received the gift of adoption in baptism. In baptism, we gain a forever family. But baptism also gives us a lens by which we understand the world. Through this lens, we see the world as a place where there is both good and evil, where there is distraction and choice, forgiveness, identity, where we have a role with God in caring for and loving others and all of creation. This way of seeing the world reminds us, in the words of one commentator, that something or someone always captures our allegiance, so it is vital to give it to God, who is faithful and just, loving and merciful. In baptism, we choose to give our allegiance to God, to follow Jesus, to take on Christian practices that in turn shape us And we become part of a story that is bigger than we are, a great drama in which we have a role to play. Today is Trinity Sunday. It is the perfect time for a baptism. Talia and Hunter and Lucas will be baptized in the name of the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. In the Christian calendar, Trinity Sunday is a threshold. Beginning with Advent, we've been telling the story of Jesus. Advent, Epiphany, Lent, Holy Week, Easter, Ascension. Each tells a piece of that story leading up to Pentecost and the outpouring of the Holy Spirit. You could say that Trinity Sunday is the culmination of this part of the year. But it's also the beginning of the next long season in the church year when we tell the story of our life of faith to which we are called together. So I think of Trinity Sunday as a threshold. A doorway from one part of the year to the next. And on Trinity Sunday, we are reminded that God is not one person, but a community of persons. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit in an eternal relationship with one another. Language actually is so inadequate, really, but it's the best that we have. When we are baptized, we enter into a life in community, not only with God, but with one another. One commentator describes this community as a relationship of deep belonging and entanglement. I love that. Our life with God and with one another is becoming part of a living community where we absolutely belong and where we are profoundly interconnected. In the family of God, in this community, our lives are intertwined and we share one another's sorrows and joys, sufferings and celebrations. From the moment of our baptism, we are gifted with a family where we will always belong and where we are deeply and forever connected to one another. In this year of isolation and social distance, we have longed for these connections. We have missed each other, and I suspect are aware more than ever of how essential these relationships are to our health, our contentment, our well-being, and our wholeness. The readings for today, this Trinity Sunday, invite us to consider the images we have of life in community with God and one another. For Isaiah, God is an eternal king who comes to us when the world is in turmoil. When we feel insufficient to the moment, God comes as smoke and fire, taking away our brokenness and sending us in mission. The psalmist describes God in a great storm, a voice that is like thunder, a king unlike the rulers of this world, but one who gives us strength and blessing. Paul, as we have already heard, describes God as a father adopting a universe of children. And in the gospel, Jesus describes God as one who gives us new birth and moves like the wind. What is your image of life in community with God and one another? My first image of God was someone I talked to when my mother tucked me into bed at night. But God is so much more than that. So much more than any of us will ever fully imagine. So I want to invite you for just a moment to use your imagination and think about your image of God and this life that we share. This week, as I've thought about God as a community who adopts us into community where we are deeply rooted and our lives are interconnected. I've actually been imagining a vast field of wildflowers, a sea of different colors and textures and sizes and fragrances, but they are all rooted in the same ground, drawing water and nourishment from the same soil. I've also imagined a tapestry, a huge tapestry, threads of many colors woven together, each distinct but making a beautiful picture. And think about what happens when one thread gets pulled. The whole fabric bunches up and the image changes. Or think about a symphony orchestra. Each instrument with its own unique sound. And together they make music that none could make alone. And if one is missing, the sound actually changes. How do you imagine this loving community with God and one another? I invite you this week to use your imagination and wonder a little bit. And I invite you to pray for the children who will be baptized today. And for this community, St. James, that we continue to deepen and grow as a place where each one knows beyond a shadow of a doubt that here we are, we enter into deep belonging, connected with one another and with God. And here we are family, chosen, included, loved by God and by one another, and then sent to share that love with the world. Amen.
On your journey of faith, all are welcome here. For more information about this or any program offered by St. James, visit stjamessKAN.org.